The snow we're seeing this week on the tip top of the Wasatch Peaks tells us winter isn't far away, but fall is reaching its prime in southern Utah. The summer heat is past. The cottonwood trees are turning gold. It's actually one of the best times of the year for backpacking down south. Just don't plan on doing it in Arches National Park. They've put a temporary hold on all backpacking within the park boundaries. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, is an avid hiker, a backpacker. So does this mean if I want to take my family down to Arches over UEA weekend, I won't be able to take a hike?
No. So here's what this is. If you're going down to see Delicate Arch, if you're doing any of the kinds of trips where you're going to be visiting any of the scenic spots, that's still fine. Backpacking is when you go out into the far outside parts of the park and you're carrying all your gear, you're camping in your tent, well away from the roads, from the regular trails. That's only what's at issue here.
But when it's most beautiful, why would they stop everybody?
Right. So the problem is Arches operates under this plan that was made way back in 1988, and they say that basically it's kind of been a little bit of a free-for-all. You just come in, you say, hey, I want to go backpacking. They say, where do you want to go? And they give you a permit, off you go. Well, it's become so popular. They say they've seen a 500% increase in backpacking over the last 10 years, and they just can't handle it. It's causing too much impact. There's trash and stuff. So they want to take the winter and kind of step back and say, okay, do we need to do this differently? Maybe limit how many people go into these places, that kind of thing.
So in the meantime, nobody gets to backpack.
Not in Arches, but here's the thing. Arches isn't a huge park for established backpacking anyway. There are a lot of places nearby. Canyonlands, which is a place I love to go backpacking, has a very good setup. They have established campsites that you get a permit for. That's still good. There's a lot of BLM land that you can backpack on outside the park, just not within the park boundaries.